genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
All right.
Get up.
It's 18 after.
Stand up for your right.
It's the Steve Gribber Show, and I appreciate you having us along. This portion of the program brought to you by the Michigan 529 programs, making sure your kids and grandkids get the education that they need. To learn more, go to savewithmi529.com, savewithmi529.com, and you can get started there. Education is very important. Our next guest is Mary Claire, education expert, here to talk about what school choice advocates have to celebrate today. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Schools of choice always, you know, it's an emotional issue. I don't understand why. I think the parents ought to have as many choices as possible to get their kids the best education possible. And there are some things to celebrate today. Tell us what's on your mind.
Absolutely. So school choice, this has been a great year for school choice. We've seen more and more programs pop up all over the United States, and they come in many different forms. So there's education savings accounts. Five states in the U.S. now have education savings accounts. That's Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arizona, and Nevada. And this is a really exciting option for parents. So what an education savings account does is it takes about 90% of what the state would have spent on your kid in the public school system and puts it into an account that parents can control. And they can use it for a variety of education options. This could be online learning. This could be buying textbooks or curricula or hiring your own private tutors. The options are endless. And we really see this as a pinnacle for school choice options because it gives parents complete control over the federal dollars or state dollars that go towards your child's education.
Okay, so
it's really exciting, yeah.
Right, so here in Michigan we have these 529 programs, one that pays for tuition, one that pays for, well, basically anything. So how is what we do here in Michigan different than some of the programs you're explaining there?
So there's just more flexibility with an education savings account. The way that it works in states like Arizona, for example, is you physically get a debit card. Parents typically get a controlled debit card that has a pre-approved list of services. So you can go to a tutor and quite literally swipe your debit card that has the funding for it. So it's a bit of a different model. But it also has the opportunity to save money over time because it inputs some sort of these market forces into education. You will be able to see sort of a competitive market for tutoring pop up through an education savings account program. So there's some slight differences, but 529 plan is definitely a great option for families.
So I think, you know, and I have what we call the Michigan Educational Savings Plan here in Michigan, which I have my kids enrolled in as well, because I think it's a great idea. And let's be honest, the cost of education goes up every year. So if you can lock in prices today, which you can in Michigan, and have a hedge against inflation, or, you know, start chipping away at that stone now, as opposed to, you know, trying to, let's be honest, good Lord, I mean, how much money would it take, you know, in real dollars, Mary, to pay for education, even this year? It would choke you. And that's why so many kids have, you know, debt when they leave college.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So the great thing about the education savings account option is that you're seeing families in Arizona, for example, who, even with all that money, even with just 90% of what the state spends on their child's education, they have the opportunity to put money that they don't use away for college in the future. And so there's examples of kids in Arizona right now who are paying their full college tuition off of money that they have saved from education savings account programs. But you're totally right. Every year, the amount of money that states and localities spend on education just skyrockets. Here in D.C., the public school system is spending almost $30,000 per year per student. I'm not sure off the top of my head what that Michigan number is, but I know that it's pretty up there. And so these school choice options are ways to drive costs down, reduce the price of education while also providing families with higher quality education, which is certainly the goal.
Well, clearly, I mean, you can buy private tuition. You can do a lot of online-based learning now. There are special services available, therapies, courses, all sorts of things out there. And these can be important. Let's be honest. All students, and my mother is a school teacher, and all kids do not learn the same. And
exactly.
You might have to adapt. Now, you know, there are a lot of things you can do as a group. But when it gets down to specialized or finding out what Johnny or Susie have as their special talents, you know, mm-hmm. if they have a special talent, that might take some special attention and it might cost more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And so the whole motivation behind the school choice movement, the whole philosophy is that parents know best what works for their child. And so in order to empower parents to choose and customize their child's education to fit their specific learning needs, to empower their differences rather than discourage them into sort of a one-size-fits-all program, we need to give parents more control over the education that their child receives. And so empowering them to choose a charter school or choose online learning or choose an education savings account program, those are ways that parents can say, you know, my child excels in math or my child struggled in science. We want to hire the best science tutor because my child, you know, needs a little extra help in that area. Those are the ways that we really achieve a high quality education.
And I agree with that. And I appreciate you coming on and talk about it. And parents, you know, the point is you need to plan ahead and wherever you want to take your child's education, there are different programs to get you there. Here in Michigan, we have the 529 programs. And like I said, you can learn more at savewithmi529.com. You can check that out. Mary Claire, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you as well. Mary Claire, an education expert here on the program. I had a listener just write in and say, well, I didn't think you could do that anymore. Yeah, the MET, the MET program, pays tuition in advance, locks it in at today's prices. The Michigan Educational Savings Plan is a 529 program that, you know, may fluctuate. But you can use that money for anything down the road, be it it could be for pizza, could be for books, could be for anything you want. And again, if you want to find out more here in Michigan, go to savewithmi529.com, michigan529.com. You can figure it out. And I do it, so I recommend it. It is a Wednesday here on the program. Now, when we come back, our good friend Chad Livengood, political reporter for the Detroit News, has his feet on the ground in Iowa, easy for me to say, to talk about what's going on with Donald Trump and everything else out there. We'll have that right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.